From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of February 18th, 2019.
My time is short, but it makes a ripple on the restless sea of time.
That's an excerpt of The Race by the Harrisonburg, Virginia-based group The Steel Wheels. During the third week of February 2019, the Virginia General Assembly was racing to finish work by February 23rd on the Commonwealth's budget and on over 2,700 other bills and resolutions, doing work that, to use the steel wheels metaphor, may make many ripples in the Commonwealth's sea of time. About 130 of this year's measures concern water resources, either directly or indirectly through energy production, transportation, or other land uses. This week is Virginia Water Radio's annual episode giving you a chance to imagine being an assembly member and to consider how you'd vote on five of those water-related bills. I'll give you brief descriptions of the bills, followed by a couple of seconds to decide if you would vote for or against the idea. Then I'll use these two sounds to indicate the bill's status as of February 15th. The bell means the bill had passed, and the buzzer means it had failed. Ready? Number 1. Senate Bill 1355 would require the closure of ponds storing coal combustion residuals, or coal ash, at 4 power stations in the Chesapeake Bay watershed, with the ash either recycled or deposited in permitted and lined landfills. The bill had passed the Senate and the House. Number 2, Senate Bill 1573 would prohibit state leases or permits for oil or gas exploration or drilling in the beds of any Virginia waters in the Atlantic Ocean, and repeal the Commonwealth's support for exploration or permitting in federal waters more than 50 miles offshore. The bill failed in a Senate committee. Number 3, House Bill 2358 would create an advisory board and a laboratory to monitor the effects of the Sustainable Water Infrastructure for Tomorrow Project, or SWIFT, being undertaken by the Hampton Roads Sanitation District, in which the district is studying using treated wastewater to recharge the Potomac groundwater aquifer. The bill had passed the House and Senate. Number 4, House Bill 2761 would change the existing Cave Protection Act to the Karst Protection Act, adding sinking streams and other features to caves and sinkholes as the karst resources subject to state anti-pollution law and Department of Conservation and Recreation efforts in education, data collection, and protection. The bill failed in a House committee. And number 5, House Bill 2008 would require the Department of Education, in consultation with representatives from renewable and conventional energy industries, to establish an energy career cluster as its 17th approved career cluster for technical education. The bill had passed the House. This short game obviously can't capture the scope of the General Assembly's potential impacts on a subject as complicated and important as water. Any bill involves many more details than you heard here. The General Assembly's website, virginiagenerassembly.gov, has tools to help you get the details and to express opinions to Assembly members. Thanks to soundbible.com for making the ticking clock sound available for public use. Thanks also to the Steel Wheels for permission to use this week's music. And we close with a few more seconds of The Race.
Oh, we got a race and must be run. Oh, we got a race and must be run. Oh, we got a race and must be run. Oh, we got a race and must be run.
Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-9800. 5624. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.